Texte numéro 54. How to talk to children about hate speech. Hate speech has a long history, but the growth of online communications means that it can now spread far and fast. Whether in person or online, almost all children will someday be confronted with hate speech. It's important to help them recognise it and know what to do when they encounter it. Hate speech can be described as any kind of communication in speech, writing or behaviour that attacks or discriminates against a person or group's identity, such as religion, ethnicity, nationality, race, colour, disability, age, gender or sexual orientation. It can also include other identity factors like language, economic or social origin or health status. Hate speech isn't just words. It can be expressed in many ways, including images, cartoons, games, videos, objects, gestures, and symbols. It aims to provoke an emotional response like fear, distress, isolation, or intimidation in its target, to spread hatred in society, even inciting abuse and violence. Children and young people are particularly vulnerable to hate speech, both online and in person. When children hear or read hate speech aimed at them directly or at a part of their identity, such as their race, colour or gender, it can make them feel like there is something different or wrong about them. This can impact their self-esteem and can lead to a deterioration of their mental health, such as experiencing feelings of anxiety and depression, even thoughts about suicide. Since freedom of expression is a human right, it's possible to disagree with or criticise an individual or group without threatening their well-being and safety. But hate speech limits freedom of expression, since those targeted by hateful language do not feel safe expressing themselves freely. Conversations about issues like hate, racism, sexism, and xenophobia can be uncomfortable, but it is important to try to create a safe space for children to be able to speak to adults who need to be good listeners and sensitive to the children's level of anxiety. Adults could also explain that everyone has a right to be safe in society and treated with dignity and respect before helping the children to identify hate speech. And since hate speech is often based on ignorance or false information, adults could encourage children to have an open attitude and honest curiosity about other people, so as to treat others as they would like to be treated. Finally, it may be interesting to warn children about social media and explain that some information online may not be accurate and can be used to harm individuals, divide society, undermine trust and incite violence, and that what may seem harmless to one person can be deeply hurtful to others. Adapted from UNICEF, November 2023.